Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
No grip today. I repeat, no grip. He is down in Hoover with the dogs. Kirby Smart, the players, and he can't do the show. Probably Wednesday or Thursday. I do not have that nailed down yet. So we've got the rest of our number three as our free flow, long form hangout place. We can do it any way we want. Phone number today, 615-844-5600. If you've tried to get in, use that number, 615-844-5600. Hundred is the way you check in. Couple things looking at media days. Today is Georgia in Hoover, Tennessee, Ole Miss Evie, and Karen's Aggies. Those four. They'll be in Hoover. SEC Network in AT&T this Tuesday, today. You've got Texas, Baylor, Kansas State. Who else am I leaving out? I believe Iowa State is today. Was West by God yesterday or today? I don't remember. I don't remember seeing West by God yesterday while watching the Big 12. Big 12 is on one of the Fox regional. Is it Fox Sports Southwest? Might be, but I found it on there. I was just perusing until I found it yesterday, but it was on. Pretty good event. They're doing it from that huge stadium, AT&T, Jerry Jones Castle is where they're doing it from. Jeff Chu says, don't forget now, 06 Sugar Bowl was played in Atlanta because of Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. The loss was quintessential Mark Richt, he says. A major bowl game relocated to your backyard and you lay an egg. Now somebody, Tech Bogey 6 says, Bill, Billy Stewart was actually the coach because Rich Rod had left. No, Rich Rod had not left yet. Rich Rod, got to remember, Rich Rod was the coach in 07. When they were undefeated all the way to the Pitt game. They were going to the national championship game. Rich Rod was there for that game, unless we've got the years wrong. Just saying. The Greek Cypriot says, Bill, there have been Gators in Pittsburgh this summer. Pittsburgh Gators? What in the hell? Here's an article from Jeff Chu says alligators are now in Tennessee, but the article says it's just the natural expansion. Yeah, they're expanding. Says there's probably single-digit gators in the state of Tennessee. They're coming up from Alabama and also from Mississippi. They're just moving. They need new real estate. We don't have them here in the 615 yet, as far as we know. Unless somebody purchased one and then let it out, which happens. Glenn checking in on Twitter this morning says, it's funny how the games matter when the SEC loses, but when they win, they just don't matter at all. Well, this is from earlier. We were talking about the old SEC playing bowl games, they get to determine if they matter or not. And if they don't win the game, then it obviously didn't matter. The Texas-Georgia game is the most recent, obvious example of this. And, of course, it makes everybody else really, really mad when they hear that. Which I don't blame them. Not at all. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, Lexington is not an easy drive after a Cats football game. Lexington is growing way too fast for its own good. I haven't thought about that one. So Lexington can cause some problems. Lexington KY. And we're not talking about basketball either. It's football. Peter says, and he's a big Syracuse fan, leaving Clemson sucks, Bill. One road in, one road out. It's the worst. Yeah, but Clemson's always happy after these games, too. You almost beat them. You knocked Pretty Boy out of the game last year. You had a freshman come in nobody really even heard of. A Grayson kid, actually. Yeah, Grayson kid. Quarterback comes in, and Clemson's able to somehow pull that thing out. Pretty Boy got knocked out. He's over there woozy. I'm just saying. Hawkeye Jason points out the Meth Gators. Yeah, that's, Jason, that's how all this got started. There's an article in some paper in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, right on the Alabama border. Lawrenceburg, Loretto, that area, right on the border. And they were saying, we encourage you, when we come to your house to bust you, don't flush your meth. Don't. Because it eventually gets into the stream somehow, and the gators are going to turn into meth gators. Do you really want a gator who already is probably in a rotten mood on meth? Real meth gators. Somebody pointed out to me last night when I tweeted that, actually, it's not a bad idea because eventually your teeth rot out, right? Only problem with that is gators replace their teeth. They get chipped off, or that when they lose a tooth, it gets replaced, right? So I don't think you can meth away all the teeth. We'd have to ask a scientist who would know a lot better. I'm getting into an area where I don't have all the answers. I couldn't tell you about that. Back to Hoover. Day two, SEC Media Days. Georgia, Tennessee. Aggies, and you've got Ole Miss. Georgia and the Aggies play each other. Ole Miss and the Aggies play each other. Tennessee and Georgia play each other among that group. Each team is interesting. Georgia is just now in this mode where, and I don't think it's necessarily new because Georgia's had lots of talent for a long time. But the feeling is it might be another notch. They're recruiting at such a high level. They're replenishing players at as high a level as anybody else in America right now. And they better be, because the receiving corps needs significant replenishment. But they're considered a team that's so good, so well-stocked, that the next guy in doesn't bother anybody. You're not real worried about it. Whoever it might be. Next guy in, it's okay. It'll work out. And they're going to be favored in every regular season game they play. They do not play Alabama regular season. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, out of the Birmingham offices, Georgia rarely plays Alabama. Alabama rarely plays Georgia regular season. Some thinks that's Birmingham rigging it for the Tide like they always do. But Georgia, yeah. Georgia's in that mode where everybody just thinks they're going to compete for a title every year. They're going to be in the conversation every year for it. They should be. I've said that about Georgia since 1980. They should be. It's got everything you need. Tennessee's a couple notches below Georgia right now. And it's about players. Tennessee's several recruiting classes away from trying to catch up and catching up or coming close to catching up with Georgia's talent advantage. Of the teams there today, A&M's the closest to Georgia. A&M's got a lot of talent. They're not Georgia yet, but they can be. You give them a class or two. If they bring in Hollywood Demas and they also bring in Zach Evans, I'm saying if now with Evans, they've already got Demas committed. If they start stacking them up like that, watch out, people. Watch the bleep out. And they're knocking on that door right now, the Aggies. I'm worried about Ole Miss. I'm worried about everything there when it comes to Ole Miss. I'm worried about the defense more so than the offense. The offense hasn't been a problem. It's been actually a strength. The defense has been a big-time liability. I'm worried about it. Mike McIntyre's the guy. And he's brought in to save that defense, and he's got a big mess on his hands. There's not a lot to work with on that side of the ball. There's some players, but not enough. And again, I've had this conversation. I have talked to high school, college, and pro coaches about my theory. And it's met, about 50-50. Here's what I'm convinced of in general terms. In general terms, you can trick up an offense that lacks personnel and make something of it, get yards, get points out of it, more than you can a defense. I think you can trick up an offense if you're lacking with scheme and play calls and smoke and mirrors and everything that can offset your personnel shortcomings to a certain extent. I don't think you can do it on defense. I think defense, and there's all kinds of alignments and all kinds of techniques and all kinds of things you can do defensively. I understand scheme-wise. But to me, defense is about players, and I don't think you can overachieve much defensively. And once you lose your way defensively, particularly mentally, you lose your confidence, I think you're dead. That's a hard side of the ball to resuscitate. Certainly, if you're trying to get it done quickly. It takes a big-time, deep mindset. But, man, I'm telling you, I don't think you can overcome player liability on defense like you can on offense. It's a problem both ways, but I think it's more of a problem defensively. So when I have these conversations with coaches, I'd say more of them than not agree with me. Now, there are some, I would say, defensive coaches who may disagree because that's their side of the ball, and they think they can scheme up anything. I don't agree. And that's what worries me about Ole Miss. Ole Miss is in that mode where they're playing crappy defense for a while now, a couple of years. And it's hard to dig out of that. And hiring a guy is good. It brings fresh blood in there, gets everybody re-energized, all of that. It still doesn't overcome the player issue. And that's what bothers me. I go back to Ole Miss, Joe Lee Dunn. Well, I can go past Joe Lee Dunn when he was there with Billy Brewer. And you had Cassius Ware. And you had stud defensive linemen, man, who could line up. They were Dwayne Dotson, who transferred, a Hendersonville kid, transferred from Tennessee. Got kicked out of Tennessee. Ended up, was a stud at Ole Miss with Cassius Ware. Big-time players. And Joe Lee Dunn would literally, now this is exaggerating, and we need to get the break, but literally it was like every play call was stampede. We're sending everybody to the backfield. You're talking about a guy who blitzed and who brought it all, including the proverbial kitchen sink, on basically every play. It was Joe Lee Dunn. Love me some Joe Lee Dunn. God. Now, when that busted, dude runs for 80 yards. But when you've got Cassius Ware and Dwayne Dotson and those defensive linemen, Tim Bowens, remember Tim Bowens? I'll tell you how good he was. He was a JUCO defensive lineman everybody in America wanted. Everybody in America wanted. And he wasn't eligible. They were trying to get him eligible. He was an academic big-time risk. The Friday before the first game on Saturday, he had still not practiced. They started him on Saturday. They got him cleared. They started him. And he dominated. I swear to God. And a lot of times, Cortez Kennedy, and I'll tell you some good Cortez Kennedy stuff, a Hall of Fame talent, it took him time at Miami. This guy played the day after they cleared him, having not busted a grape, and got his hand in the dirt and kicked total tail. Tim Bowens. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still quite a bit of traffic here coming down from the north here on 65 southbound, trying to get past Trinity Lane, Night Valley Drive at School Lane. That's a wreck in South Nashville. 24 westbound at Harding Place, trying to move that wreck over to the side. Now, there's still quite a bit of traffic coming from Rutherford County right now on 24, but it's moving up through the Hickory Hollow area. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off on your airline tickets. Call now 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldhall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldhall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning, mostly cloudy with your high at 90. Showers overnight, cloudy with your low at 73. Showers on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 88. Thursday, mostly sunny with your high at 95. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
If you're trying to dial in, use this number, 615-844-5600. Next time we have Tubbs on, we'll get him to tell us some Cortez Kennedy stories. Cortez Kennedy was a generational defensive lineman, superstar, one of the best you'll ever see. And we had Reggie White passed away too. Very upsetting. A few years ago, he had sleep apnea. I forgot what happened to Cortez Kennedy, but he died abruptly. Very, very upsetting. I'm speaking in Memphis at the quarterback club. And after these speaking events, we went to the bagman's house, Roy Adams. And Roy would have a big get-together after we spoke at the country club. And people from all over showed up. Players, some media members, lots of people, okay? And I'm sitting there in Roy's house. We're at the bagman's house, man. It's all good. And Cortez Kennedy and I start talking. And we talk about everything. Playing at Miami, playing in Seattle, playing JUCO ball. We're having a couple drinks. It's a great conversation with Cortez Kennedy. Anyways, he starts telling me, you know how we were talking, I think it was last week one day, about how pro athletes, particularly the football guys, 80%, a good portion of them, a few years after they retire, they're broke. They can't handle money. They've got no concept. They spend their earned money, and they don't understand spend passive money. They don't even set up a situation for passive money. Cortez Kennedy, we're sitting there talking, and just out of the blue, he says, Bill, my agent and our accountant has got it set up to where I can spend, I think he said, $40,000 a month and never lose principal in my money. I think that's, and this is, 15 years ago. Just out of the blue, he tells me this. He says, we've got it set up. All the money I made in the NFL, it's set up in an account through my agent and our accountant to where I can spend about $40,000 a month. That's my allowance. As long as I don't exceed that and I stay to the plan, that money is good. Out of the blue, he tells me this. So there are some that handle their money well. Most of them don't. Most of them don't get it. They lose it. They allocate it out to people, and it's gone. Bye-bye. All the money. All the millions gone. Crazy Charlie, you told me we had some people on hold. Tell me again. Cosby Cattaman is next up. What's happening?
Pass that white bread and the Archibald's barbecue sauce because it's happening in Hoover, Bill King.
Here you're down go. There? You waiting on Fulmer?
I know. Kirby and Pruitt, here we go. The big day for us is around. Hey, Bill, I got a question for you about it. Well, I got a reason why every casual college football fan should be rooting for Georgia to lose.
Okay.
Kirby, they rolled it in on a silver platter for him. He hadn't had to do anything. He's like Fatmer. He hadn't built anything.
Kirby was born on third base is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know how the Kiffin haters used to say Kiffin was born on third base?
Yes, I recall.
Kirby was born on third base. Go back and look at Rick's last 3 years at Georgia. Yeah, I mean, everybody knew it was over for him. That's one thing you got to give Georgia credit is you got to know when to fire a football coach. We talk a lot about these coaches, but administrators, administrations. Georgia, they fired old Rick on time, and they're reaping the rewards. But that still doesn't mean you got to root for it.
All right, now wait a minute. I'm trying to figure this out. If we're establishing that baby Kiff and Kirby were born on third base, where was Fulmer born when he took over for Majors? What base was he already on? Second?
Well, I mean, Johnny was running a, solid top 25 program. Kiffin,
right.
I mean, yeah, he was the son of Monty Kiffin, but he was taking over a crap roster that, Fatmer ran in the ditch. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of these guys are coaches' sons. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about look at the roster, look at the situation that Kirby walked into as opposed to what Kiffin and Pruitt walked into.
What base did Fulmer get born to?
I'd say Fulmer walked into a solid third base situation. That fat turkey never built anything. I mean, the one thing Fulmer and Kirby have in common is they've increased their recruiting. I mean, Fulmer's credited for bringing in better defensive tackles. That was the problem under Johnny, as you well know, Bill, is defensive line recruiting. I mean, that you got to have the big uglies to win. I'm not saying Kirby hasn't come in and jacked up recruiting a little bit, but, I mean, look at the hole that Kiffin was thrown into. Look at the hole that Pruitt was thrown into. Flat top, Sergeant Carter went 0-8 to the SEC, Bill. Kirby hadn't had to deal with anything like that.
So Jeremy Pruitt actually has to start at home plate with a bat in his hand, is what you're saying.
You know what it's like? It's like going out to your local high school track. And so we're going to have a race around the track one time.
Yeah.
And letting Kirby start with about a 65% lead. That's what Pruitt's dealing
so,
with.
So you, everybody's – one lap is usually what they call a 440, right? So Kirby yeah. gets to start at the 220 mark.
Bill, let me ask you this off the top of your head. how many coaches – I guess you've been watching a lot of bad football over at Peabody, maybe a Kentucky coach here and there. But Sergeant Carter went 0-8 through the SEC his last year.
Correct.
How many coaches in modern SEC history, let's go to bringing in the black athlete, mid-60s, have taken over an 0-8 SEC program?
Sure Vandy has probably several times, whoever they
are. Yeah, I mean, that almost doesn't count. I mean, outside of Peabody, take them out of it.
Okay, Peabody doesn't count. Okay, okay.
Yeah, take out the losers like Kentucky and Peabody. Let's take the losers out. I'll even let you keep the Mississippi schools in. How many times can you remember a coach taking over – an SEC program that went 0-8 the year before.
Well,
and then you throw him into, he's having to play Georgia and Alabama, two of the three perennial favorites in college football, getting all the players.
Well, didn't Chad Morris just go 0-8?
Yeah, Arkansas was 8-0, but he didn't take it over. He went 0-8 with them. That's still his team.
Right. No, I know. It's not exactly what you're asking.
Yeah, you watch SEC football as much as I do, Bill. Usually, most of these teams will stumble into a win somewhere over the course of a season.
Yeah.
Think about that. I don't know. Has it happened in modern-day SEC football, a program going 0-8 through the league? Surely it has outside of Peabody or Kentucky.
I'm trying to think of the last one prior, and one doesn't come to mind. Somebody will get it for us.
Hey, Bill, one last thing. I'll get out of your way. You got another caller here. Pruitt, I like the guy a lot, but he does have the country bumpkin thing going pretty heavily there on TV. Have you seen the suit he wears for his coach's show, his sport coat?
I've never watched the show, no.
It looks like it's right out of 1974, brown pants and some ugly plaid jacket they put on him. I mean, the word was he used to run around wearing sweatpants all the time. You think that's why he never got a sniff at, say, Florida State, or he's just so unpolished? I mean, this isn't MTSU football, Bill. This is the SEC. Can we get a little polish for our $4 million a year here? Get him a pair of Gucci loafers so they don't laugh at us while we're losing.
Is he a Copenhagen or Skull guy?
I hear Skull, but Oh, Randy Sanders, hello, Dandy Randy. Pop that Skull in and go bass fishing, Bill. Part of the job description over here, I guess. pass the Archibald's barbecue sauce, Bill, and the white bread. See you.
All right. See you. Bye. Tell you what, Crazy Charlie, we need the break here. Alan, if you can hang tight. I know you're on your excavator. Know you're busy. If you can hang tight, we'll get you after the break. Bottom of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. A minor wreck over in Metro Center at Dominican Drive there at Rosa Parks. Finishing up the paperwork on that wreck over to the side, 24 West at Harding Place. And so far, so good. Down 65 right now from Vietnam Vets now through Madison as you make your way down to Trinity Lane. Hey, if you're suffering from knee or back pain, call 1-800-281-8944. Learn how you can get a comfortable brace to help with that pain. That's 1-800-281-8944. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy, tastes good. Yahoo! at participating locations.
And now, Higher Calling Tree Services is reminding drivers to slow down in residential neighborhoods and school zones. Kids will be kids, and they're never mindful of dangerous traffic hazards. Let's celebrate responsibly. Think before you drink, and never drink and drive. This tip is from Higher Calling Tree Services, the tree expert backed by 3 decades of experience. Call today at 615-568-6928. That's 615-568-6928. Higher Calling Tree Services, where they care about the safety of kids and the community.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's the Greg Vogue and Ben Joe Show.
Arsenio Hall with us.
Man, if you ain't seen me live, you ain't seen me, dog. I love the moment. I get down there, I read the paper when I first arrive in Music City, and I just go with it. I never do the same show twice, so it's always a lot of fun.
You are a legend.
God bless you. If loving Greg and Joe is wrong, I don't want to be right.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Couple things, and I'll get Alan. Literally, it'll take me a few seconds. Preston points out Ole Miss in 07 went 0-8 under Coach O. Houston not got it the next year, went 9-4 overall. So there's an over, which was 07. Hawkeye Jason says Kentucky in 13, Stoops took over a team that went 0-8 in the SEC, Joker Phillips. So we got a couple of folks there bean counting for us. Appreciate that. Let's take a call. Alan from his excavator somewhere in Florida. What's up, Alan?
In Miami, buddy.
You still in Miami?
Yeah, I'm out of here tomorrow. My guys are going to finish this thing up. I can't take it no more.
You've been down there for 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, well, I was here 2 weeks, and then took a couple weeks off, and then we're back. This is our third week. The only good thing about it is it's swim week. So at the beach, you know what I mean, it's swim week.
Is it? Yeah. Is it in Miami, is it the golf course you were doing or what?
No, we're doing an old building here that they used to wash jet engines, and the jet fuel went in the ground. We got a big giant hole we dug up here. And getting the contaminated soil out.
How can you tell when you've gotten all the contaminated soil? Is there a scientist there doing tests or what?
We got a guy here that has what they call an OVA meter. They'll put the dirt in some mason jars, they'll check it, and if it comes up over a certain reading, then we keep digging. And we send samples to the lab, and we got some lab samples back yesterday. We got to take a couple of walls back a few more feet. We're up to about 3,000 tons now, I think, so we're continuing on.
Wow.
I get paid by the ton, so that's okay with me. The more the merrier.
I hear you. You get paid by the amount you dig up.
Right, I get paid by the ton, we're correct.
Wow, nice. So, yeah, just go over a little bit.
Yeah, the more the better for me. We're going to wind up digging about 3,000, 3,500 here. The biggest job we ever did was we dug 100,000 tons. The job last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's an excavator cost? Is it per day or per hour to rent?
I rent them by the month. You get a $350 for about $8,000 to $9,000 a month.
So yeah, because you're so busy that it's worth it. Just that way, you're not having to turn it back in, right?
Correct. And also, I was going to buy one a few years ago, but. My shop, I have 2.5 acres. My shop's behind my house, and my neighbors wouldn't like an excavator parked in the backyard. And I work all over the state from Pensacola to Miami, and the transport costs would kill me moving it around, so it's easier to rent one wherever I'm at.
I hear you, man. So what's happening?
You were talking about Tuscaloosa. I went, me and my wife went with my brother and his wife to the LSU game a few years ago, the game that went to overtime.
Right.
And we had our bus parked at the campground, like, I don't know, 15, 20 miles away, over 2 hours to get back after the game.
Oh, I'm surprised you said 2 hours. If you'd have said 5 hours, I would have said, yep.
It was, well, my nephew was in the car with us, and he knew some shortcuts. He was going to school there.
But that was the 2011 National Championship regular season 9-6 game, right? LSU won it.
Yes. My brother and his wife came to the Oklahoma game with us in Tallahassee, and we went to that game with them. We played Boston College on a Thursday night. We watched that in Tallahassee, got in the bus, went from there to Tuscaloosa. And the cops are in the car sleeping. I mean, we're trying to get out, and you're in traffic, and they're in the car asleep. I'm like, you can't – direct traffic is just horrible, absolutely horrible.
Wow.
I'll tell you a funny alligator story. I lived in Lauderdale back in the early 80s, and we used to hunt out in the swamps, me and my father-in-law. And we had three-wheelers. We'd go way back in the swamps back there and hunt. And this is back in 81, 82. We're going down this dirt road, alligators everywhere across this canal. So he tells me, he goes, hey, so I know a guy in Miami that made us some boots, alligator skin boots. I said, all right, pull over. So I shot one about 4 foot long, shot it in the head with a pistol. And they had this little crickety bridge. So I walk over there. I got a .44 Magnum in the shoulder holster. And I reached down and grabbed this thing's tail, man, and it started wiggling. I almost soiled myself. I pulled my gun out, and I shot that thing so many times I destroyed it. We got no boots, baby.
So no boots.
No boots, man. It scared me to death that thing started wiggling. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, man.
I'll be at the Pink Pony Pub August the 7th. We're going up there for 4 days. My mom turns 80. So I'll send you a photo.
Yeah, I need pictures. Get me multiple pictures.
I'll get multiple. That place, I talked to my mom yesterday. She's been going there since the 50s. And the place has never been hurt by a hurricane. Never been destroyed.
Maybe I read that wrong then. I thought I was reading where it was rebuilt, but maybe not.
There used to be a McDonald's right in front of it. And it got destroyed by one of the hurricanes. And the Pink Ponies, it's like an institution, man. It's been there forever.
What's the food like? Pretty good?
It's okay. I mean, it's nothing to write home about. It's a beer joint that sells hamburgers, you know?
Right.
But I was going to that place. I'm 59 years old. I was going to that place when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. And it's an institution to go short. It's a place to go.
I want to sit, when I go, I want to sit where the snake sat.
He was there. We used to go there on Sundays. Years ago in Gulf Shores, you couldn't drink on Sunday. So what you would do is you'd go in there, and you'd fill out a card, and you were a member. It was like a club, and you fill this little card, a membership card. And that's how they got around the Sunday drinking thing.
It was kind of private on Sundays, what you're saying.
Well, it wasn't private. Anybody could go in, but they made you fill this card out to get around the law of no alcohol on Sunday. Now, I don't know if it's still that way now, but I'm going back in 86, 87. They used to do that. He would be in there on Sundays sitting at the bar. Cool guy. He's just one of them, you know, just cool dudes, you know. Cool guy.
Be good, Alan.
Take care, buddy. Have a great week. We'll talk to you.
Appreciate it very much. I'm noticing here, maybe I'll catch some of the audio. Steve Shaw, the SEC coordinator of officials, is either speaking or about to speak. I like Steve, and he's done a good job. But I can't help it. When I hear these guys prop up targeting, the rule, how we're going to be more aggressive with it, it makes me so mad. It does. I get to boiling. I wish it didn't. Jody says, Bill, response to Cosby, Auburn went 0-8 in the league in 12. Followed up the next year playing in the national championship. So Gene Chizik's last season before they brought Gus back, he went 0 for the league. I did not remember that. I know it was a crappy year because they got rid of him, but wow. They go 0 for the league, 3-9. Next year, they're seconds away from winning the national championship against Florida State. So Auburn in 12 is what we have here. Kentucky in 12, I believe, was another one. And Ole Miss, Preston says here, Ole Miss 07 was 0-8 under Coach O. Houston Dale Nutt came in after that, went 9-4. Remember now, Houston Dale Nutt, first couple of years on the Ole Miss job, they were in the Cotton Bowl. And then it literally fell off the flat earth and is... It's had some moments since then. Coach Freeze had some moments since then. Alan asked me, Bill, what about Hugh Freeze to Florida State? Couple of years down the road, whenever the Willie Taggart situation is deemed not doable and they have to pay him all those millions, just go ahead and pay him. Let's go. Let's get on with the future. What about Hugh Freeze? There's going to be plenty of time between the Hugh Freeze downfall and that moment that, boy, if you gave Hugh Freeze the Florida State job, Hugh Freeze is a terrific recruiter, and he's a good coach. He would do some pretty big things in Tallahassee. Hugh Freeze. That's one we haven't brought up much. It hasn't been mentioned. He's at Liberty right now. Coach Stoops has been brought up. Gary Joe Collins has brought it up several times. What about Stoops? He didn't want him to go because he's a Kentucky guy, but he's brought it up too. Several times. That's a good one. Danny says, Danny in the New York City says, Bill, I was at the LSU-Bama game in 2012. My cousin and I drove up from New Orleans, parked at Alex Box. We didn't get back to New Orleans until 5 a.m. He said, I thought the Cross Bronx was bad. That's when southern cities, and I mean smaller cities, I don't mean Atlanta, place like that, that's very crowded with traffic. But the best way to mimic New York City traffic, the only way we can do that in the South is after a big college football game, right? LSU game, trying to get back to New Orleans. Tuscaloosa, trying to get back to Birmingham. The worst I ever had it was 1990 Tennessee. No, it was Alabama Vanderbilt, 1990. And I did the game with Scott Hunter, TV game. And after the game, like a fool, I got right in my car. And I'm going to get on to Birmingham. My wife was staying. Speaking of staying, we were staying at the Galleria Mall, where they're doing the SEC Media Days all these years, including right now. And anyways, my wife was there. She was going to shop. And I was going to leave Tuscaloosa after the game and come on to the Winfrey. And best I remember, it took me about 4 hours from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham. McFarland Boulevard, hop on, and then you get all the way, obviously. What's the connection between Tuscaloosa and Birmingham? What's the main highway there? You're not on 65 anymore. I forget. And then you get onto McFarland Boulevard. And it's easy. Once you get there, I mean, it's easy to get around, but not when there's traffic. It took me at least 4 hours. Now, here is what kept me occupied, though. Auburn and Tennessee were playing. That was 1990. And I got on the radio, because I'm in Alabama, the legendary Jim Fife. And got to Jim was a longtime friend. So I got to listen to the Auburn-Tennessee game while sitting in traffic At least he kept me occupied. And that was the game where Tennessee had the lead, and then Auburn came back, tied it. Tennessee missed a field goal at the end of the game, and Tennessee's center, John Fisher, threw a cup at Tennessee's kicker in anger because he missed a kick that would have won the game. But I remember I got back to the hotel for that because that was the end of it. It was 1990. I remember that vividly. But that's the worst I ever had it out of Tuscaloosa. I've spoken at the club down there right on campus a couple times. Now, it's easy to get around Tuscaloosa then when there's not a game. But awful. Neyland Stadium's pretty bad because you're either going, you're heading back to maybe Cookeville or Nashville, or you're going back up east more. That's hard. That's hard. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number up anytime you want. Spray jobs, fungus. We had a call yesterday about fungus. Under the house, under the wood, under the house, that's where the problems are. We had somebody call yesterday that's got fungus, but it's on their drywall. There's only two ways around it. You can't spray that. So there's only two ways around it. You paint over it with some paint that's made for that, or you tear it down and redo your drywall. Two different ways. But we have some interesting calls from time to time. I guess they think you could spray that, but you can't. And it was mold everywhere. Very clean house, too, but it's just moldy. Anyways, whatever your need is, whether it's termites, brown recluse, quarterly sprays, yard applications, whatever it might be, Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. A minor wreck over in Metro Center at Dominican Drive there at Rosa Parks. Finishing up the paperwork on that wreck over to the side, 24 West at Harding Place. So far, so good. Down 65 right now from Vietnam Vets down through Madison as you make your way down to Trinity Lane. Hey, if you're suffering from knee or back pain, call 1-800-281-8944. Learn how you can get a comfortable brace to help with that pain. That's 1-800-281-8944. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
And now the fine folks at Southern Grounds would like to take this time to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute has been brought to you by Southern Grounds, for the finest quality landscape architects, landscaping, and irrigation serving Nashville and the surrounding areas. Call 615-424-8871. That's 615-424-8871. Southern Grounds. They're people who care.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Mostly cloudy with your high at 90. Showers overnight. Cloudy with your low at 73. Showers on Wednesday. Cloudy with a high of 88. Thursday, mostly sunny with your high at 95. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We'll be right back.
it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Dick McGee says, Bill, the highway between T-Town and Birmingham is 20 West, 59 South. I just know the sign says Tuscaloosa. I forget the names. Media days today, you've got SEC and you've got the Big 12. Big 12's got Texas. Oh, I gotta tune in to hear Tommy Herman now. Somebody's got to ask him a Zach Smith question, correct or no? Nah, they won't. It'd be funny if they did, but they won't. I've grown weary. I haven't listened to the Zach Smith podcast in many weeks now. I think that's faded on me. I thought the first ones were good, though, but that's it. I'm done. I was hoping he'd have content that could keep me moving, keep me connected. I don't think so. It's kind of gotten gimmicky now. So I've aced that thing. Texas is the big name today, though. Texas, I believe Baylor, Kansas State. I'm a big Matt Rhule guy, so probably be watching some of that. SEC, Steve Shaw speaking. I'm missing it right now. I'll catch up with it after the show. But you've got Georgia, Tennessee, the Aggies, and you have Ole Miss. Not a bad group right there. Jeremy Pruitt, among others. Josh says, Bill, you need to get Ole Miss Evie. Yeah, I'm gonna track her down. I was talking to her yesterday. She's got Ole Miss to deal with today, but tomorrow I'll get her on. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. She was driving, too. She drove from – she's over by College Station. Ole Miss Evie's got a farm that's – I think she says maybe 20, 25 minutes. Karen, you can confirm this from College Station. I don't think it's that far. But she drove to Birmingham. I think at the last – something happened last minute, so she had to drive. But I'll catch her. Hopefully I can catch her. Unless she's flying back or something, I'll catch her. We'll get her on tomorrow. Now, I've got to juggle things tomorrow because we've got Kevin Hagan presented by Soul Street Coffee. He'll be on soulstreetcoffee.com at 7. Josh Newberg is with us. Remember, I've got to get Griff in there somewhere, unless I move him to Thursday. And I'll probably target Ole Miss Evie somewhere in there, too. So we'll get that worked somehow. Noel Kemp says, Bill, when NIU played Bama, my brother lived in Montgomery. And whatever that main highway is between them, 45 minutes outside of Tuscaloosa, traffic was already backing up. Luckily, he knew the back roads. See, I've never gone that direction. I'm always heading back this way after Tuscaloosa, so I wouldn't know. That's an interesting concept. I wonder where the traffic is the worst. Going north of T-Town? North, that'd be northeast, right? Or south, like you're heading back towards Birmingham. Well, would that be exactly? That's south. That'd be south. Or no. That'd be northeast. If you're going back to Birmingham, right? I'm getting twisted around here. Coming out of Rocky Top, I've never gone east. I'm always on 40 West, heading back home. From Neyland Stadium. It's pretty bad. I'd say until you get around Cookeville. Maybe before Cookeville, but it's pretty bad. I know people who will go up that morning and come back after games, and you're in traffic both ways. Getting into Rocky Top before a game. Let's say it's a decent game, not a non-conference game, but a good game. You're going to get stuck somewhere around Oak Ridge, aren't you? Trying to get in there? I mean, it's bad. And if you just happen to be traveling through there and you don't know about it, you're stuck. Again, tomorrow we've got K Kevin Hagan, presented by Soul Street Coffee. SoulStreetCoffee.com is that site. Good friend Kenneth puts out a fantastic product. Go on that site and order. You will not regret it. SoulStreetCoffee.com. We've got Josh Newberg, who will be with us. I assume, unless he's heading up to Charlotte. I've not heard from him. We'll try and get Griff in there somewhere, and we'll try with Ole Miss either. That's the temporary plan for tomorrow. We'll see how it all falls into place. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, at BillIsKing. I guess I'll go right to the Big 12 and SEC and see what they've got for me here on the TV. Lajpa.